Welcome to the September 25th dual platform service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service is led by Reverend Pam Phillips and Worship Associate Gretchen Luke. What does it mean to belong to the interdependent web of life? We often think of the responsibility it brings, but how might belonging to the larger world also benefit us?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You all belong here. And welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation at the New River Valley, where we share a mission to inspire, create, and transform. I'm Gretchen Luke, and I'm leading worship with our minister, Reverend Pam Phillips. We are currently in the yellow zone for Montgomery County, so masking is required, please, in the building. And as a reminder, as COVID is ongoing, masks are always required while singing. Please place your phones in worship mode. Take that time. It will help with the bandwidth so the people on Zoom will be able to interact with us. If you're here with us for the first time, we are glad you found us. We look forward to sharing all the ways you can make a place for yourself and belong to our community. If you'd like us to keep in touch with you, please find a link to the virtual visitor's card in the chat or the paper card in the back of the sanctuary from one of the greeters. If you have a joy or sorrow that you'd wish to share with us aloud, you'll find that link as well in the chat. Our cards are available at the entrance to the sanctuary, and we'll collect those during our hymn, the opening hymn. There are also many opportunities to meet virtually here or on the grounds throughout the week. You can look at the calendar on our website for times, location, Zoom links, and contact information if you'd like to participate. Thank you to all of our volunteers this morning and throughout the week who make all of these activities for our community and beyond possible.
I think I made a mistake in the script. Because we're in the yellow zone, our masks are optional today, except when we're singing. And I thank everyone for helping keeping us all safe. I want to list up a couple of announcements. Today is the last day for you to sign up for a circle supper. If you've never been to a circle supper, it's just once a month meeting with a group of folks from the congregation, and you all choose how and where you want to gather and have a meal together. And it's been a few years since we've been able to do that. So if you'd like to make new connections in the congregation, sign up for a circle supper. I also want to lift up that in the social hall in Elarth after the service, we'll be writing postcards with the legislative advocacy group. So if you have a few minutes after the service, I welcome you to stay for that. And now it's time to greet one another. Those of you who are on Zoom, we are so glad that you are with us, and we are going to put your screens up here. So if you would turn on your video and write in the chat where you are worshiping from, and wave to the people here in the sanctuary. And let me see, where are you worshiping from? If you could type it in, then I'll let people know. Well, I see Akiko. I know she's in Blacksburg, and Gail is from Galax. I know Mary is in Price's Fork. And it's good to see you, Crosby, and Sarah up at Warm Hearth. Oh, Anita is here from Blacksburg. Brenda is here from Italy. Jennifer is here from Radford. Good to see you, Jennifer. Cynthia is here from Blacksburg. Sally and Jim from Ellet Valley. Barbara Ann Smith from Radford. I love it that we have people from all over the world joining us today. Casey says, hello from Highland Park, Blacksburg. All right, people in the room, it is your time to be seen and to see. So I invite you all to wave to the folks at home. There's Jared behind the piano. Yes. I happen to know we have a visitor from California in the space. And there you all are. And now, all you folks inside the sanctuary, I invite you to look around you and catch the eye of someone, especially you might not know. Give a wave or a smile so that we're greeting one another here in this space as well. All right. And now, I'd like to invite Rachel Crane up, who is our Director of Lifespan Faith Development, and she's going to tell us what the children are doing today.
Good morning, everyone. Today, our preschool class will be reading Do Unto Otters and learning about respect and good manners. You might see some paper bag otters after the service. The K-1 class will be sharing the true story, which is actually really good. I read it yesterday, and it was really good, of a unique interspecies friendship with the book Owen and Maisie. Can you believe a tortoise and a hippopotamus could be like BFFs? It's crazy. The second and third grade will be watching the short clip La Luna, which features a grandfather, father, and son who have different ways of going about doing things and discussing how we find our own path. Dumbledore's army continues to fight the illiteracy horcrux, so if you've brought any books, we're collecting them. Outside in Elarth, there's a basket outside my room at the back of the building, and there's a basket downstairs. And then remember to come out next Sunday to support the YRUU book sale. There is no middle school RE today because the middle school youth group met last night for a outdoor movie night sponsored by The Fights. And there is coming of age for our 8th and 9th graders currently meeting outside in the picnic area. YRUU is meeting tonight at 6 p.m. And finally, last but not least, join us this Friday night. Yes, this Friday night. It's only like 5 days away. Okay, it's very exciting. For family movie night, where we will be watching the first Harry Potter movie. It starts at 6:30, and there will be popcorn provided and the opportunity to purchase pizza in case you don't have time for dinner beforehand. So we're looking forward to seeing lots of families of all ages. Yes?
If you didn't bring your books, can you still bring them during the week?
Oh, yes. You can bring them all the way up until next Sunday morning, although it would really help our YRUU kids if they were here before Saturday, which is when they're going to sort and set up for next Sunday. But thank you for asking. And have a good week.
So I'm going to invite Juniper McAllister up as we create sacred space.
Please join us in reading the words on the screen to light our chalice this morning. We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service. Thank you, Juniper. And today, our opening words were written by Reverend Gretchen Haley. We gather to draw a wider circle. In a world that feeds on moral outrage, we are here to cultivate moral courage. In a time that prizes picking sides, we gather to draw a wider circle. And in a culture that teaches us to get for what we give and to ask, what's in it for me? We come to practice generosity and to remember we are all in this together. In the midst of the life's bitterness, we choose to sing, to give thanks, to laugh together, to be keepers of beauty, to offer a place of belonging for all who come in gladness and in pain, to resist the push to the next moment and the next to slow down, to breathe more deeply, to feel a part of something greater for this hour. And in this space, let us be the change we wish to see come. Let us worship together. If you will, please join me in reading our congregational covenant. We covenant to create a place of respect and kindness, to build a spiritual community based on reason and courageous love. While we celebrate the words of our mission statement and of this covenant, we affirm that our mission lives through our actions.
I invite all of those who are young or young at heart to come up with and join me. I want to have a little conversation with you, and then I need your help to do a thing. So come on up here. Hi. So, I want to talk to you today about our place in this world. And this was actually written by somebody named Carolyn Fisher, and it's called The Microbes and the Planets. So, did you know that there are little teeny tiny organisms inside your body? Do you know what those are called? Microscopic organisms, microbes. So we have little tiny microbes, thousands of them inside our bodies, and we can't see them, they're so tiny, unless we have a microscope. And to the microbes, we are like a planet. So to the microbes in my body, I am Planet Rev Pam. And to the microbes in your body, you are Planet Vesper and Planet Rome. And Planet Jaden and Planet Evelyn, right? So inside our bodies, these little microbes sometimes get out of balance. And when they get out of balance, we get sick. Have you ever been sick? Yeah, what kind of sick were you? Has anybody ever had a fever? Yeah, when you get kind of hot and achy and chills. Have you ever thrown up? Yeah. Oftentimes, it's the microbes in our bodies that are out of balance and that makes us sick. And there are some microbes that fight off infections and bacteria. Some microbes help to digest our food, but when they're out of balance, things get a little wacky and we don't feel very good. But guess what? We are like microbes too. When we think of the whole planet, with the whole planet Earth, all of us little tiny people are kind of like microbes, aren't they? So you would be like a microbe Evelyn and a microbe McKinley and a microbe, I can't remember everybody's names. So Fiona, Leona, thank you. Leota, okay. I need name tags. But do you get the idea? So in a way, you guys are like microbes to this big giant Earth. And is the Earth kind of sick right now? In some ways? Can you think of ways that the Earth is sick? What's making the Earth sick? Yeah. We are littering and we are killing plants and animals, and there's lots of pollution. Some animals are being what? Some animals are getting hunted by people. But you know what? All of us, as little tiny microbes, we can do things to make the Earth better, right? What are some things that we can do to get it back in balance? Yes?
Not pollute the Earth.
Not pollute the Earth.
Pick up the trash.
Pick up the trash. Rome. Ride bikes more often. Juniper.
Make and take other stuff, travel down stuff, and like, So don't use gasoline so much and use other ways. Like, we have solar panels on our building here. Yes. We could carpool. So if we get together and do all of those little tiny microbe things, then we can help the planet get back in balance. Can you do it all by yourself? No, it takes everyone. So let's do something that reminds us that even though when we're just little microbes by ourselves, when we do something together, we can feel more powerful. So stand up with me. How many of you have ever done the wave? Yes? Do you know what the wave is? So what we're going to do is we're all going to raise our hands up and go, woo! Can you practice with me once? Ready? Ready, go? Woo! Okay, and then we're going to send that wave out, and everyone in the sanctuary is going to do it, and we're going to watch the wave go to the back. Do you think we can make it come to the front, too? Yeah. All right, everybody, here we go. Woo! And back. Woo! Oh, let's just keep going. Woo! Don't we feel a little bit better now? If nothing else, we are smiling. All right, I invite you to go off and have fun, and we'll sing you off to your classes. Go in love, our hearts go with you.
One action we take every week is to live into our mission is collecting an offering. It is our practice for our congregation to share half of the offering with a local charity or UU-affiliated organization. This week's recipient is the Community Foundation of the New River Valley. This organization supports local nonprofits by encouraging charitable giving and supporting innovative programs for early childhood education, aging in community, food security, and leadership development. We're going to pass a basket around in the sanctuary during Jared playing some music. And if you are online, you're invited to give using the links that are provided in the chat and different ways on the screen you can use those. We will be able to give after the service as well, and thank you for everybody's generosity. Enjoy Jared playing What a Wonderful World, during which you're invited to light candles of hope and remembrance. For those online, you may write in the chat if you'd like a candle lit, and those will be read aloud after the offering. If you'll join me in accepting these offerings, please. We accept these offerings in the support of our congregation and our larger community, recognizing always that giving and receiving, we participate in the circle of care with no beginning and no end.
And now I invite you into the mood of meditation, to quiet our bodies, quiet our minds, take a breath, settle in, whatever helps you to be present to these words, written by Robert T. Weston. The web of life. There is a living web that runs through us to all the universe, linking us each with each and through all life on to the distant stars. Each knows a little corner of the world and lives as if this were his all. We no more see the farther reaches of the threads than we see the future. Yet they are there. Touch but one thread, no matter which. The thoughtful eye may trace to distant lands its firm, continuing strand, yet lose its filaments as they reach out, but find at last it coming back to him from whom it led. We move as in a fog, aware of self, but only dimly conscious of the rest, as they are close to us in sight or feeling. New objects loom up for a time, fade in and out. Then, sometimes, as we look on unawares, the fog lifts, and then there's the web in shimmering beauty, reaching past all horizons. We catch our breath, stretch out our eager hands, and then in comes the fog again, and we go on, feeling a little foolish, doubting what we had seen. The hands were right. The web is real. Our folly is that we so soon forget. I invite you to take a breath. And in your mind's eye, see the web that connects us all. Amen, and blessed be.
Our reading this morning is from a letter written by Albert Einstein in 1950 to Robert S. Marcus, who was distraught over the death of his young son from polio. Einstein wrote, "A human being is a part of the whole, called by us universe, a part limited in time and space. He experiences himself, his thoughts and feelings, as something separate from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of his consciousness. The striving to free oneself from this delusion is the one issue of true religion. Not to nourish it, but to try to overcome it in a way to reach the attainable measures of peace of mind."
We belong, not just to ourselves, not just to our families and our friends and our community, but to the universe. This month, we've been exploring the path of belonging. Last week, Anna encouraged us to widen the circle of belonging in this congregation by considering those parts of ourselves we don't always acknowledge or share, and all those people who have not yet joined us, making sure that we are ready to embrace all of who they are, all the possibilities. That we practice radical hospitality, and not just the golden, but the platinum rule, to do unto others as they'd want done unto them. And this week, we are invited to widen the circle even further, from this spiritual community to the world beyond. How do we, as individuals and as a community, how do we belong to the wider world? And what does that mean? So most of us probably identify with the place we live,
the town or city or county, and we enjoy the benefits of belonging by participating in activities and accessing resources. I think of concerts and street fairs, parades and farmers markets, parks and rec centers. And we participate by voting in elections and paying taxes. Some of us volunteer our time and our money to one or more of the myriad organizations in our community that do good work, from the Blacksburg Refugee Partnership to the Dialogue on Race, the Justice Advocates, Rotary, and more. Our sense of belonging is solidified by how we participate in the life of our communities. We feel connected to other members of the community. We feel seen and we feel heard. Our lives are enriched. As a congregation, we do the same thing through many organizations and activities under the umbrella of the community services team, like the Interfaith Food Pantry, the Adopt a Highway program, To Our House, and more. Side note, the community service team is looking for new leadership. So if that's your jam, let us know. We can use your time, talent, and wisdom. We also belong to the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy and support their work. And our sense as a congregation is, our sense of belonging to this community is solidified by how we participate in the life of the community. And as a Unitarian Universalist congregation, that is especially important. A few years ago, we hosted the Lenten Supper and Service series. We had a service here. And so people from other congregations in Blacksburg came and listened to a sermon and ate supper together. And longtime member Leslie Hagersmith told me, you know, there was a time when the folks from the other congregations would not have come through our doors. Do you remember that time, some of you who have been here for a while? And it's also important for the community to know that we exist. Tucked back into this little residential neighborhood, sometimes people don't know we're here. But imagine what it feels like for some folks when they drive up and they see the rainbow flag. It matters that we are a part of this community and that we are known. And we are known by the work that we do in this community. I think of what Anna said last week about radical hospitality, and I wonder, what else could we do to make people feel more welcome, more seen and heard within these walls? And I also know from the strategic planning survey that we did a couple years ago that many of us yearn to do even more in our community. As a congregation, more to live into our mission to transform our community and the world through courageous love, and our vision to join with other organizations and faiths to work for just causes. If you are one who longs for more connection and commitment to transforming the world, go into Elarth after the service and write a postcard or two. We're writing to folks who are at risk of losing their right to vote. So write to them, remind them to vote so they don't lose that privilege, that right. Or you could join the anti-racism group at 1 o'clock on Zoom. Today, we'll be talking about ways UUC can be more active in anti-racism work in the community and how we can cooperate with others in the wider community. Or you could sign up for the reproductive justice workshops that will start on October 6th so that we can expand our understanding of what we are called to do as people of faith after the overturning of Roe v. Wade. As you use, we belong to the wider movement of Unitarian Universalism, including the UUA and their affiliated programs. And participating in one of their programs helps us to create connections between us here and other congregations. The Lay Pastoral Care Ministry will be doing a training with congregations in Fredericksburg and Richmond and Glen Allen to learn how we can better serve our congregation, but also create connections with other UU congregations in the state. Some of you have been to General Assembly. Did you feel connected? Did you feel like you belonged to the UUA when you were there? It happens when you sing. When you sing a song like Spirit of Life, and thousands of other people sing that same song. We belong to the UUA, but we don't often feel it. But next week, you're invited to join the Side with Love workshops on climate disaster response training. It's a three-part workshop once a month, and it's about climate disaster response, assessing climate impacts and making connections, mobilizing for action, and community conversation. How many of you have felt a little despair about the planet after this summer, with fires and droughts and heat and floods? So gathering with others to learn how we might do something, not just talk about it, but actually do something, become active microbes on this planet Earth. Gathering with others can help us have a sense of hope. If we are to belong to the larger world, we have a responsibility to act to preserve it. So we started in the congregation and Blacksburg and Christiansburg and the New River Valley and the Commonwealth, the UUA, and we also belong to the United States. We widened the circle to include our country, and we feel a responsibility to do what we can to help our country live up to its promises, that all, not just men, are created equal, that all are endowed with inalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We strive to form a more perfect union that truly does provide liberty and justice for all. We love our country, and we want it to live up to its promises, which requires not just voting, but making our voices heard by attending rallies and marches, writing letters to the editor, writing letters to our representatives, and holding our government accountable. Let's widen the circle even further. We are all citizens of the world. I've become really mindful of that lately as I listen to the news. As I listen about the women in Iran who are protesting the death of a young woman arrested by the morality police by cutting off their hair and burning their hijabs. How courageous are those women? Or I think of the girls and women who are left behind in Afghanistan and all the rights that have been taken away from them by the Taliban government. Their rights to go to school, to work, to move around freely. Or again, the young men in Russia who are fleeing conscription for the war in Ukraine. As much as I worry about the problems we face in the US, with challenges to reproductive rights, to transgender rights, among others, when I think about the wider world, I'm reminded that there are others who face much greater oppressions and injustices than we. not to mention all those who are suffering the ravages of war, of climate change, and of authoritarian regimes. Let's hold them in our hearts. They are our siblings on this planet. And remembering that we belong to the world can feel daunting and depressing. What responsibilities come with belonging to the world? While we may feel agency and the ability to impact the smaller circles in our lives, our families and our communities, taking on the ills of the entire world is something else again, which is why it's so important that we all band together to do whatever it is the wave is, the equivalent for the planet. Have I thoroughly depressed you? Yes, myself as well. But belonging to the world doesn't just carry responsibility, it can carry comfort. Our reading, as Gretchen noted, came from a letter to a man who was mourning the death of his son. And Einstein consoled him by explaining that a human being is part of the whole called by us universe, a part limited in time and space. He's a physicist. I'm not sure exactly what time and space have to do, but we're limited by the time we live and the space we live in. Einstein writes, he experiences himself, his thoughts and feelings as something separate from the rest, a kind of optical delusion. I love that phrase. And striving to free ourselves from this delusion, he says, is the one issue of true religion. Freeing ourselves of the delusion that we are separate, that our experiences, our thoughts, our feelings are separate from the whole universe, is the role of religion. Is that the role for you? Our opening words suggest that we come here to feel that we are a part of something greater. What do you feel part of? What is that greater thing? And does it bring you comfort? In a later letter that Einstein wrote to yet another person mourning the death of a loved one, he apparently added to his earlier sentiments, writing, "This delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires and to affection for a few persons nearest to us. Our task must be to free ourselves from this prison by widening our circle of compassion to embrace all living creatures, even spiders, and the whole of nature in its beauty. Widening the circle helps us to see past our own personal desires and affections for those closest to us. It reminds us to embrace all living things and all the beauty of nature, not just with responsibility, but with gratitude. Yes, our losses are real. It hurts. But it is in the context of belonging not just to those closest to us, but to all of creation. In our meditation, it lifts up a living web that runs through us to all the universe, linking us with each and through all life, onto the distant stars. I think of Isabel, who said she was going to become a cosmic mariner. We are made of stardust. We are connected to the stars. And that web is the interdependent web of all existence of which we are part. our seventh principle as Unitarian Universalists. But our perception of that web is limited by the busyness of our daily lives, or simply by our focus on the little corners of the world in which we live, as if that were all to which we were belonging. He writes that we move as in a fog, aware of self, but only dimly conscious of the rest. That image of the fog really resonates for me, especially at those moments when it is lifted. Every once in a while, the fog lifts and we perceive those connections. And then there's the web in shimmering beauty, reaching past all horizons. We catch our breath and stretch out our eager hands. Those moments when we recognize the web are breathtaking, awesome, transcendent. Have you had them? Yes? Moments when you felt truly connected to something larger. I had to go back through my memory banks to think of those times for myself. Perhaps it was attending a concert. Could have been a symphony or the Grateful Dead. And you listened to the soaring music and it just filled your soul. Or going on a march, or going to a rally with thousands of other people and hearing speakers who inspire you and give you hope for the future. Have you been to one of those? Everybody is your brother or sister or cousin or sibling in those crowds. Or perhaps looking at the view below you after climbing up a mountain peak. What is it called, Bald Knob? Or maybe at the Cascades? Or gazing up at billions and billions of stars in the night sky? Or holding a newborn child? Or the hand of a beloved elder? These are the moments when we are freed from the prison of our optical delusion, when we know in our bones that we are not alone, that we are not separate, that we are truly part of something bigger than ourselves. Some might call that God. Some, like Einstein, might call it the universe, or simply all that is. So as we continue on the path of belonging, not just during this month considering the theme, may we be reminded often that we belong to all that is. And may we find comfort in that belonging. And may it inform the way we live our lives. In the week ahead, may our hearts hear a different call. May we see the web in all its shimmering beauty. We extinguish this chalice, but not the light of truth, the fire of commitment, or the warmth of community. Let us take those in our hearts until we are together again. Amen.